try to finish his Gemara. That's the mission before we go through our Iyun. Okay, so we're up to the two dots. So we already started reading it. So the Gemara came out, the first Lashon. The first Lashon says that Mechitza means Aguda. Time of the Ratzah Lassos Mechitza. Hello, Ratzah, we're not Kaifim. So it's a Raya that Hezek, Ria, Lashmei Hezek. Then where's the Kasha is Pshita. That's Behemsa. So there's some Havamina that since they with one guy asked the other guy, so therefore he can say, I only agreed. I didn't agree to the space. And the Kamashmanon, it's not clear what the Kamashmanon is. So we saw it from yesterday from the Rabbeinu Gershon. The Kamashmanon was that once you're Mitzratzeh, so it's automatic. Not that that was your das, but you didn't have das about it. So it's your das was Mitzratzeh for the Kaiso. So it's automatically go to the Emsa. Okay, let's go further. Toshma.
I think Rebbe said that the Chiddush Rabbeinu Gershom, I thought, was that he wants the Hezek Ria. That was Rebbe's Chiddush yesterday, right?
He is right. Bonus has been Etzel.
Not that was his stam das that the chiddush was that kamashmon that his das is in the wall, right? Rabbi was saying that the Rabbeinu Gershom was telling us, I'm trying to make sure I got it right, that he wants a chiddush in Hezekria, that even though we hold really a Hezekria lashme Hezek, but it's a chiddush that over here kamashmalon, that if you want Nisratza, a wall, that he's saying he Gufa wants to tell to the Hezek Ria, Shmei Hezek, side.
What if you're Nisratza, so you're by definition committing yourself that you hold Hezek Ria, Shmei Hezek.
Right, that's what Rebbe said yesterday.
Nisratza, but we can't say it himself. Since you're in its rats, I was being a little bit more ambiguous today, but it was, in other words, the Lashon, the Rabbeinu Gershon is it's a totsah of the Nitzratza. You were in its rats to the Kaiso. Once you're in its rats to the Kaiso, that causes that it should be Behemsa. Doesn't say Beferish why that causes it. So he's saying, yes, we said the pshat is because by being Mitzratza to the Kaisa, you're being Megada, that you hold Hezek, Ria, Shmei Hezek. Okay, but okay, maybe. I was just saying today, it sounds more, but the mashmos is mashma. It's not that you were, the simple reading of the Gemara without the Rabbeinu Gershon is that the Gemara is answering is Kamash Malan, that we assume that you actively, intentionally had clear das when you made the agreement, the kinyan, to be Makna, to build the chutzer, to build the wall. So your das was to build the emsa. In other words, that's how I would think the simple pshat in the Gemara is.
Yeah,
Yad Ramah
says that.
Okay, I didn't see. But rather, Rabbeinu Gershom is not mash right away. It says, Tikivin, then it's Ratza, therefore, both because of Bamsa. It's like it's a Totsa. It's not that you agreed to the Amsa. It's you were in its Ratza to A, and therefore, both of the kind of Bamsa. It's like, it's a little bit mashma that it's a two steps. So, okay, so yesterday we were saying that the two steps were that Nitzratza to the Kaiso is a simon that you hold Hezek Rishma Hezek. Therefore, Bonu Hezek Kaiso Behemso. Okay, I'm not sure. It could be there's other ways of saying it too, but it sounds like it's a totsa. It's not that you were in its ratza to build the emsa. It's given in its ratza not to buy with the emsa. You were in its ratza to the koso. Therefore, but it's like koso be emsa, which is something else, right? That's what our diag was. We say the Yad Ramah says the other way. I'll see. Let me look. I happen to have the sefer right here, so.
It says number your test.
Yes, he does say it. Mistama, there's a mistama. The mivne be emso this art today, right? Actually, you're right. In other words, the Gemara is saying that there's an assumption when it's an unspoken, when you don't speak clearly, that's what the Yad Ramah says. Yeah, when there is two people make up an agreement and they agree to build a wall between the two of them, and they don't discuss where they're going to place the wall. So there's a mistama that he means to put in the middle. Right? That's what the Yad Ramah says. So I do think that the Rabbeinu Gershon is not mashma that way. Because the according to the Yad Ramah, the reason why you're mechuyev is because you agreed. It's a mistama that was your das. There's a mistama that your das was when you made the agreement. You know there are certain stama, certain things you don't have to like shibuda, what's it called, shibuto sefer. Is that there's certain things that even if you don't say it, it's like understood, right? I forgot the lashon. There are certain things that are like toy cipher that they're automatic. You don't have to write in the contract. It's automatically there. So that's sort of like what Yad Ramah is saying, that you made a kinyan to build the koso, so you didn't specify in the contract where it's gonna be. So it's self-understood that you meant to be in the middle. If you meant anything else, you would have said so. But that doesn't sound like from the Rabbeinu Gersh, Rabbeinu the Kivin, this Ratza, therefore, buying like I have emsa. Okay, I don't know. I don't know if I can prove it. I thought it was a little bit, Rabbeinu Gersh is more like a cause and effect. Okay, let's go further. I can't say maybe Rabbeinu Gershon means this too, but okay. So then we go, Tashma. Well, Hezek, we had Oshma Hezek. Tashma became Begina. There's a Mishnah that says, became Begina. So what's the Kasha that says became Begina? So the Gina is the same thing. So if you're going to say Hesek Rielavshma Hesek, so you're only Chayev when Ratsu. So what do you mean? Bechay the Gina, Makom Shenago Ligdor. The reason why you're Chayev is because Ratsu.
Really need the Rabbeinu Gershon.
What?
The Rabbeinu Gershon really explains that line. I'm saying it's very hard
to. Yeah. I don't really see him explaining. In other words, the problem that we're trying to answer is what's the Gemara's Kasha? Maybe Kevigina also means. Became Begina is when you because it's Ratza. There's by Chotzer, the only time you build the reason why you build the wall is because you agreed. Shutzim Sheratzu Lasos Guda. So Became Begina would mean also Shkei Begina if Ratzu Lasos Guda. So I'm
sorry. I meant Tysus. Rabbi, I'm sorry, I meant Tysus.
So the Raya is from the next line.
Tysus has one line in it.
Yes. Okay, because because it's you see that from the Mishnah. It says, "Kei begina mokum shenogol ligdor mechayvim also." Kei begina mokum ligdor mechayvim also. David says it means kei begina stam kemo shenogol ligdor. So it's nothing to do with the nitzratza. Okay. Okay, we came to Gina. Say, Mara says, Gina shiny. Kidama Rav Abba, the Rav Abba, who know Rav? Also, the Mamma saw the Chaber, but she omedes, become also. So there's an Isser because of Ayin Hara. The Mara says, so it's for a whole different reason. Here, there's a problem of Ayin Hara. So that's why you have to build the wall, because there's an Isser of Ayin Hara.
Rabbi, the Gemara here is saying Ayin Hara applies only to the man to Amar Ein Hezek Rishma Hezek.
Doesn't necessarily.
If you learn it's according to the, like the Rosh seems to equivalate Hezekriya to Hezek Ayin Hara together.
I mean, the Gemara says, Rav Abba Amar Rav Huna, Osir Adam Lamed Sada Chaveiro, B'Shoshi Yomedes. Now, that's because of Ayin Hara. So that's not because of Hezek Ria, no?
Correct. But it's in Hezek by looking.
Right.
So if you learn a Pshat, looking is an Isser that you're violating it with your Hezek. It's considered a Hezek. Then Ayin Hara is also with your eyes, your mind.
Right, but I don't know. This is what we were discussing yesterday or 2 days ago, that the Shaila is the term Hezek Ria Shma Hezek. Does that, if you, we were in the Mandar Hezek Ria Lav Shma Hezek, but in the Mandamra Hezek Ria Shma Hezek, the term Shma Hezek is a very ambiguous term. For example, no, I don't believe that you would say, we say Hezek, She'eno Nikar, Shmo Hezek. Near over there means you have to pay. I don't think over here it means you have to pay. It means you have to avoid it. Whether it says here, Oser. Ravuna Marav said, Oser Adam Abed Sadech HaRev Shoshu Omedes Bekum Osa. Now, what would happen? Let's take in our case, in a Chutz Hezek Ria. Case, not Ayin Hara, in the Chatzar. Let's say I went ahead and I had we had a kaiso with two neighbors, and the hurricane came, and I'm in Florida person, we have hurricanes, and the hurricane came and knocked down the wall. And now everyone's wall got knocked down, so they called the contractor to build a new wall. There's a waiting line. You know, you have to wait 6 months so you can get your wall rebuilt, because everyone wants their walls rebuilt. So there's going to be 6 months that we won't have a wall between the two chatzers. Am I allowed to stand here and look into your chatzer? Or in other words,
that's what, you know, that's the Gemara's having maskana, right?
No, the Gemara is saying I was
that's Ayin Hara. No, the Gemara's having
by Ayin Hara. But I'm talking about by chatzer.
The Gemara's having by Ayin Hara.
Chatzar has no problem of Ayin Hara.
There's no Isser. No, everyone knows there's no Isser to stand and look into your friends. If there's no wall.
No.
To go stand there is not an Isser.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So that's what I'm saying.
The happening was that it was that Ayin Hara is no different. It's not an Isser.
Well, the happening that Rabbi never heard of Ayin Hara. You know, the happening.
Why? Why do we have to assume that?
That the
we just didn't know that it was an Isser. We didn't know it was punk. That it was qualitatively different than Hezek Ria. It's a different type of. The most common was that it's something that you just have to avoid. And if you have to avoid that, you have to avoid Hezek Ria too. But no, then we're saying that this is a totally different thing. This is like a higher level.
Okay, I don't know. I thought that the Haminet thought didn't know Ayin Hara. And they thought the problem there is also Hezek Ria.
Right.
That's what I thought. And the Gemara's answer is, that over there there's a new thing called Ayin Hara. And what I'm discussing is, which I think is an important point, is that according to the Maskana that the Gemara points out based on Rav Abba and Rav Huna, which proves it, that this is a maskana that everyone has to agree with, that even the man there says hezek reishmo hezek, that ayin hara is that there's an usher. So would we say that also for hezek ria usher? In other words, says hezek ria and ayin hara. If you hold hezek ria shmo hezek, and ayin hara, do they have the same parameters or no?
In Rebbe's case of hurricane, it's unavoidable. You have that Ramah and Kufn and Dalet. No, that says Shnei Aniim. They can't afford to build a wall. It's just like the hurricane fell down for 6 months. It's unavoidable.
Right.
They try their best, and if they can't, they can't.
But would you say the same thing by Ayin Hara? You try your best, but if you can't, you can't. Or there's a real Isser.
That's more like Hezek Shin and Nicker, because it's a real monetary law.
That's what I happen to think. I'm saying the question Rabbi Meltzer is claimed. I don't know whether he did claim or didn't claim. I thought he claimed that at the end of the day, Hezek Ria and Ayin Hara Hezek are similar. They basically, since we passed in Hezek Ria Shmo Hezek. So at the end of the day, the two Hezekim have this similar patterns. So we're questioning that because we're saying
focus, but you have to focus.
What?
It's only if it's avoidable.
But we're saying that there might be a difference. That Ayin Hara, you don't have maybe Ayin Hara is a real form of Hezek. I don't know if you can say, well, it's difficult for me. Very nice, it's difficult, but you have to be a little mysterious nefesh to avoid doing averes.
Well, I can bring a proof in the Rosh. The Rosh in Siman Beis equates the two.
Okay, I understand. And that is what I believe the main sugya is in this sugya is reading the Rosh. So that's what we have to get to the Rosh.
I'm just saying that we're
talking out of our hat, but without looking at the Rosh, the Rosh is where it's at. That's what we're gonna have to get to. But without looking at the Rosh, because we want to try and get the Pashas in the Sugya, the Pashas in the Sugya is that they're not equated. Is that Hezek Ayin Hara is a real mazik. It's a real mazik. So you're usher. It's a Hezek Shein or Nicker maybe, but it's a real mazik. Somehow or another, by my standing there, I am causing you harm. Therefore, it's a word usher. We never found the word usher by Hezek Ria. It's I in the Gemara. By Ayin Hara, we find the word usher because Ayin Hara, I mean mazik you. Therefore, it could be, even if it's difficult, there was a hurricane. So listen, you know what? You know, you have to be, that doesn't give you a right to go ahead and be mazik, your neighbor. But here, Hezek Ria, I'm not being mazik you. I'm causing you a inconvenience that you cannot use your property for whatever you would like to use it. And therefore, you're not going to use it. So that might not be an iser, and that might only be if it's okay, a simple solution, and it might only be a din derabana of the neighborly, you know, respect, trying to help each other, and by the hurricane case, you're not obligated. It could very well be that they're completely different. Okay, now we'll have to see if the Rosh says they're the same. Okay, but Pashas, I would think that they're different. Okay, I'm sorry. What
Shmuel? Yarki David brings the Machloikas Toisus and the Rosh, which is worse, Hezek Ria or Ayin Hara?
Okay.
This is my first.
Well, and he says it's a Machloikas Toisus and the Rosh. Okay,
yes.
We'll have to see. Which Toisus is he based that on?
I don't remember. I don't have it in front of me here.
Okay, we will see. This is hitting the core. You know, we try and learn a little bit for the lumdus. The lumdus really is, what is Hezek Ria? What is Hezek Ria? Is Hezek Ria a real Hezek Dikadin? Or is it just a borrowed terminology? We'll have to see. We'll get to the later Gemara today. There's some, I think we'll get to it. But that's where, you know, that's where Parshat Shat Ayin Hara is a real mazik thing. It's a mazik, it's a hezek shein a nicker. You don't see it. It's not nicker, the hezek pashtus. You don't see how I damage you. It's a grumma, I don't know, whatever. So I don't think you pay for Ayin Hara. But it's a real mazik. You really cause a person hezek. You're probably over an Isser Deraisa. When it says usher, that's probably an isser deraisa, because you're causing the person to, if you know, if there's an assumption that you're going to do ayin hara, that's just not, that's just only drabbana.
You could say it's the rabbana. What? Mukhra to say it's deraisa.
Maybe only drabbana, because it's not mukhra if you're going to do the hezek. But if we assume that really people do hezek, there's a ruba, I don't know if there's a rabbana that there's hezek ayin hara. You know, but assuming that there's an assumption that there's an ayin hara, why shouldn't there be an issa deraisa? You're being mazik the person. Just because you're mazik the person with ayin hara, that mali one Torah doesn't let you be mazik because it's a mystical way of being mazik. It should be mutter. Why shouldn't there be usher?
Rebbe, if somebody goes to another person, if I go to another person and I pay him $500 to use his chutzner, and I don't know, I want to lie down and relax without anybody looking at me, I don't know, right? And now, because I was expecting a wall, but now there's no wall there. So now I can't use the field. I can't use, my family can't run around. I can't use the pool. That's not a loss. I just paid $500 and now there's no mechitza. I can't use it. So Rebbe says it's not called a hezek. The guy is standing there.
Not called a hezek. No, it's not a hezek.
I just paid $500 to use a field, to use a pool, and now it's what?
Causing you an inconvenience. It's not a hezek. I didn't hurt your property.
I hezek can't means, use the field.
Hezek means the translation of hezek is you have an object, and I caused your object to go down in value. I made your object worth less than it was. I did something, nicker, ain't no nicker, directly, indirectly, grumma. I went ahead and I destroyed your object. I made it, I made it unusable. I made it, I hurt it. Here, I don't know, am I hurting it? Just you are uncomfortable going sunbathing if you think that I might notice you.
Well, there's an argument to be made that your property value was going down. Because when somebody buys the house, oh, there's hezek ria over here.
Your I can't rent out my so pool. People have a pool, Rebbe. They can't rent out that pool anymore. If somebody takes down the wall, they lose that whole thing. That's maybe called gzela. It's not called hezek.
Nias revach is very different.
Nias revach. You know, there's not. I'm not damaging your
hotel. That's a nias revach.
You're not. You people aren't comfortable in going swimming anymore. Okay, I don't know if that's called damage.
I'm saying if property value goes down.
I don't know, but that's not necessarily called damage because property value was up, and not because it's really more. It's just the people, you know, that's not necessarily damage because it makes it because
it's a house without privacy.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know if that's called hezek. Let's wait till we get to the Gemara further, because I think in the Gemara further it's more noticeable. Okay. I want to get to, we got to otherwise we won't, we got to move. Yes.
Let's go. Toshma.
We got Toshma. Tosu chotzer shenavo mechayven osolim nos adal ramos. So again, here we see hezek ria shmo hezek. Because why is he mechuyev to be built? My answer is not for shiny. If you have a machlek, it's Rashi and Taisus. Rashi says, not for shiny, she cried, it's Ratsu, we shine and Kaiso. Okay, so you already, there was already an agreement. So it's you have to fulfill the agreement. Okay, that makes, that's a simple svara. You're obligated to fulfill the agreement. Taisus says, Nofal Shani, Shehur Gilulasas Dover Hatsne Bechotzer. Then Alumdu the Zar Zemizem. Then Alumdu the Zar Zemizem. This is a funny story. Alumdu the Zar. So that's my problem. You got into, so to speak, a bad habit. Normally, a normal chatzer without a wall, people are know how to be careful from each other. But you got into a habit of walking out in your underwear, you know, so to speak. So that's my problem. So I have to build a wall because
I think that Rashi is concerned about this business of the Rishonim talk about wall number one and wall number two. Who says my agreement on wall number one extends forever?
No, I understand. Titus has a reason, doesn't like Rashi. Okay. I hear. It just what's interesting is they have different svaras. And Titus as far as not so easy. Okay, Rashi's for your good point. It's not, but Titus for is not so easy to understand that.
And this Tosis svara also indicates that it's because he's being seen, not many years forever. I'm going to be seen because I haven't been used to hiding it. So now I'm going to be seen.
You're going to embarrass me. It's not because I won't be able. It's not that I'm not going to use the wall. I'm not going to use the coast. In other words, either way, when it was not enough, also I wouldn't use the area for Davar Tzina. But now you're going to see me and you're going to embarrass me. So you're going to embarrass me because I have a habit to walking out in my bathing suit in this yard because that's what I got used to. And now you're going to see me and you're going to embarrass me. So because I'm doing that, so you're obligated to move, to build a wall.
Maybe it just means more tangible that he can't use it. It doesn't mean that he's going to be embarrassed. It just means more tangible. Right. So now he's always used to going out there. Now he mamish can't go out. Before, he's never used to that. So
that doesn't sound like the alum do desire, and therefore I won't be desire. I'll use it less.
I'm
going to continue using it.
More of a hesitant.
Virgo lasses never hesna. And I'm going to continue my hair go, and in a normal when there was never a wall, then I never started doing Davar Sneas there, but here that there's a wall, so I got into a habit of doing Sneasica things there, and I didn't stop to think about you, so now I'm going to continue where I continue my previous behavior. That's what it sounds like. So then the Gemara says, very strange Gemara. Let me just continue because I like the strange Gemaras. So Gemara says, well, the Karine, my Karine, which means Rashi says, the Chilo Yoda, the Nafal Shiny. Taisa says, Kleimar, Shita, the Nafal Shiny. It sounds like Rashi and Tavis are very similar, that they're both learning that it's Pshita the Nafal Shiny. So isn't it interesting that Rashi and Tavis have two different reasons why Nafal Shiny? And the assumption is that Tavis didn't give Rashi's reason because Tavis thinks that Rashi's reason is not true. Right, someone said because he said quoted the that the Rishon did that because just because I agreed for one wall doesn't mean I agreed the second wall. Rashi didn't say like Tisus, probably because Rashi feels that Tisus as far as not true, just because.
Why they told it's not true? They could just told it's not pasha.
No, I'm saying and the Gemara's aunt before we got to the Gemara saying Pshita, the Gemara says Nafal Shiny. So Rashi learned Nafal Shiny one way. And
yeah, but maybe the reason why Rashi learned that way is because he knows the next step of the Gemara. And where he's going to ask Pshita, has to be something else Pshita.
Okay, I hear. Okay, but Pasha Pshat, that Rashi doesn't hold the Taisis, and Taisis doesn't hold the Rashi. Then comes the word, says Pshita. Like, Yeshikaya Chesol Pshita, like Rashi, as far as you're asking Pshita, when Taisis Pasha doesn't hold like Rashi, doesn't even as far, in a Maskana, and according to Rashi, the word is asking Pshita.
I thought the Gemara was asking that it's Karla, my Karla, not because the Svar is Pashit, but from the fact that the Mishnah chose a case of Nafal Shiny.
Yes, that's what I would think too, but that's not the mashmos. Rashi says, in other words, that's why I now that you could say the Gemara is saying Pshita because it's mashma in the Lashon, not in Svara, right? That's what you're right. But Rashi says Pshita, Rashi says, the Karine, my Karine, the Chilo Yoda, the Nafal Shaini. And Taisa says, Pshita, the Nafal Shaini. And then the Adina, how can we tell you Nafal? You know, they don't seem to be saying that the pshita is on the diak. Taivis says the next step is the diak. No, the pshita is that it's nafal shiny. They should have said pshita that he the pshita that because it says nafal. Yeah. I know the lashon of both Rashi and Taivis is that the pshita is in the svara. So it's just interesting.
Why does Taivis say klimar?
I don't know. Yes, I also don't know why Taivis felt necessary to say Adarabba.
Well, that's why it's a klomar, because normally Karla, my Karla, doesn't have an extra step of Adarabba. That's good for the klomar, maybe.
Yeah. Okay, maybe. But but it's just interesting. I want to go further too, because I'll take too long to do this Gemara. But it's interesting that Pashtus, Rashi and Taivis don't hold of each other's reason, and that's why they argue on what the svara and the fear. And yet the Gemara asks Pshita, so each svara is not only that you have to have that svara, but each one has to hold its Pshita. Okay, so the Gemara says
there's no way Rashi agrees with Taivis. No way, right?
What? He's not saying that. No
way, right? From the svara to the shen b'kaisel, and they became hogel asus davatz nei. That's not a stabber, right?
No, Rashi says. Because no, it doesn't sound the way. Where's the Rash? I can't find it. Shikfar is Rash Rishayim because yeah, no, it doesn't sound the way. Okay. Anyway, so let's continue. So the Mara says, again, my Sefer Yitzchak Levi. That I was a my name Mechayim. So, in other words, that I was a mighty. You don't have to be Mechayim, even if it was Meikara, because there. You don't have to worry about seeing. Dawid Amos would be between 6 feet to
eight feet.
So Pshat is, and most people can't see over, you know, that you know, there's that basically works with today's measurements too. Most people, well, there are some people that are 6 feet, but wouldn't that, you have to have your eyes have to be at 6 feet. That's right, not so common. Okay. Again, let's go further. Tashmah kara so little bit sharp. That was a chutzer. Shmamine hezek riyashmay hezek. There it is. Because one should help. They force everyone else to build that. So the Rashi says the bnei chutzer force each other. So the answer is hezek of the rabbin shiny. Okay, because you're going to be hezek from the bnei Rashi is a rabbin. The so I have no idea why they thought that. I have no idea what the Hamina was, but again, I'm speeding, so I don't know why they thought the Kaiso. Tashma, Hakalinas, Bemumata, Bemumata, Bemina connected without Amis, the Toya Minamata, Kadeshla Yotas Viera. Minamata Gadeshla Yama Vira. Miganegda Gadeshla Yafil is Yafil. So either one, so you see that I have to be marked from your windows. I can't make a wall where there's a possibility that I'm going to stand on the wall and look into your windows. I can't do that. So that means Hezek Ria Shmei Hezek. So it says Hezek of the Bai is shining. Okay, because the Bai is there's a greater Hezek. Of privacy, so there's a bigger problem of hezek ria by a house.
And what's the hezek?
I'm going to look into your house. You can't do private things in your house.
It's stopping him from using it.
I don't know if it's stopping or embarrassing me. Partnership shot. It's stopping me.
And that's called the hezek.
Yeah. Okay. But I don't know. It's hezek ria. Whatever that is. Okay, I'm still continuing. Tashma, Tamrat Nachman Amar Shmuel. Okay, this is where I want to do this piece of Gemara. This looks very interesting. So we're slowing down. Tashma, the Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Gag al samach lachotzer chaveiro. If I have a roof that overlooks your property, so you have to make a wall of David Amitz. So we see Hezek Rishmo Hezek. Shiny Hoshid Amrei Bawa Chotzer Bawa Gag Vididi Kavili Dashmishi. I'm always have Tashmish. You don't always have, because people don't always use their roofs. People, most times, people don't stand on roofs. That's not where people use. So I don't know when you're going to come for us. So let's see Rashi what this means. Okay. I have to build the Bawa Gag, has to build apparently all by himself. No, I'm not sure if it's by himself, but it sounds that the Bawa Gag, we're afraid the Bawa Gag is going to look into the Chatzar. And therefore, I cause Hezek Ria to the Chatzar. So he has to build a wall for Amitz. So if you hold Hezek Ria Lashma Hezek, the Torah says, when do we say Hezek Ria Lashma Hezek? That's if we have two fields next to each other, two Chatzars next to each other. But here, lo yadana ba'ai idna d'kol osa d'shtash b'gankam. I don't know when you're going to use your roots. This and minayna d'rei sinsa asna.
Rabbeinu Geshem says it's equal. I'm just saying,
what's equal?
The ground and the roof.
On equal levels? Equal.
That's what Samach means, the equal.
That doesn't make sense.
Where are you reading?
The bottom of basement.
Okay, could be. It says, "God, out of my set, I got the guy that got the national. You said the vero." Okay. Yeah, I mean, God, we got okay, fine. Okay, I hear. You're right. You still say that. Anyway, so what's this right here? It sounds like Rashi saying like this. My two chutzers next to each other, we each use a chutzer all the time. Since we each use a chutzer all the time, so I know that you might be there at any which time. Therefore, I will never use my chutzer for a mini tzitzinah. Because I'm always afraid that you come out to your chatzar all the time. So I'm not going to do it. So Memeda, Edamai, I won't do Darbet Sinna. So that's not Hezek. Okay, so you don't do Darbet Sinna. But so there's no Hezek. I know you're there. I won't do Darbet Sinna. There's no Hezek. But when it's a chatzar and a gag, usually you don't use your gag. So I'm liable to rationalize and say, you know what? I really love to take my sun bath. The probability is he won't use his gag. So I'm going to take the gamble. Now I'm going to take the gamble. And what's going to happen? You're going to come out. So therefore, this has a gria. Memeire, you have to build a kaisto, right? It sounds so strange. If I was the owner of the gag, I would say, listen, so don't take your son bath. It's my fault. You're taking a gamble. no one told you to take a gamble. So you should take a gamble. If I was here all the time, then you just wouldn't use it, and that's no problem. You don't use it. You know, that's not called hezek. The fact that I cause that you can never use your chatzar for a davar tzanua is not called hezek. Two fields next to each other, and therefore you never use it for a davar. You know, avidim amidet tzina. That's not a problem. The problem is over here. You're going to do amidet tzina. Why are you going to do amidet tzina? Because you decide you want to take a gamble. So because you're being reckless and you're deciding to want to take a gamble, and therefore I might come out and I might embarrass you. So I have to build a wall.
Well, it's like the Tosfos Svar by Nachum Shem.
Don't take the gamble. It's your problem. Don't do it.
And again,
we
see the
What? It's not that I'm hurting you, it's not that I'm hezek riyah till now, because I'm not letting you use your fields. But here it's a different part. It's not that I'm not letting you use your fields. I care. The fact that you can't use your field is not a problem. The ma'adam hezek riyah v'lashma hezek. The problem is that I'm going to embarrass you. It's a different thing. I'm going to embarrass you because you're going to be reckless. And therefore, since you're reckless and I'm going to embarrass you, so I have to spend the money to build a wall. It just sounds funny.
Where do we see embarrassment here?
What's chat? What else is chat?
I'm depriving you of your usage.
I'm not depriving you of the usage. For kid, you're using it. If I took chatzerim, you're not using it. And that's no problem. That's hezek shena nikar, hezek riyah lashma hezek. Here, since I'm not usually on my roof, so you decide to continue using it. But here, like here, you are avidim b'mira d'tzina. That's the mashmalos of Rashi. Mashmalos of Rashi is that since you assume that I'm not there, so you will do mira d'tzina. So I'm not depriving you of the chatzar. You're using the chatzar.
Rabbi, maybe Chazal understood.
The mandamar hezek riya shma hezek, then you're right, Rav Nelson, that's because I'm depriving you of usage of your chatzar. Because my two chatzarim next to each other, they're not going to use it. I'm depriving you of usage of the chatzar. But here in the mandamar hezek riya lav shma hezek. And the fact that by two chatzarim, you're not going to use it for a davar tzanua, you're only using it for a different not tzanua, that's no problem. That's it. So the problem is by Gina, by the roof, because if I cared, you're going to use it. So the hezek is not because I'm making you not use it. The hezek is that I'm going to embarrass you. I think so.
I just want to say that Rebbe said before that Chazal are the ones who saw that hezek of Hilchus Shutfus and said, therefore, they came along and made the Gedarim and how it works. So Chazal understood that we're getting the Shutfim to come along, to get along. So the Chazal weren't going to make somebody who has a perfectly open place, then 99% of the time he could use it, you know, whether it's Yashris Dikadin, is to make somebody who has a place that 99% of the time he could use it to one person's going to go out there 1% of the time, they're going to put it on top this on that person. Just that's the Yashris, as he said, the Yashra is to make it on that person so that he could use his place, where he could use
maybe, but I don't know if that's what Rashi sounds like. I think Rashi sounds like the reason why they put it on him is because he's the embarrasser. So he's the aggressor. Because the other guy's getting embarrassed. You're not doing anything wrong. But when you embarrass someone, you're doing someone something wrong. So you go out on your roof, and that other guy is sunbathing in his chatzar, He's not bathing in his chatzar because he didn't expect you on your roof. So you are causing him hezek. So since you're causing him embarrassment, which is a hezek, and you're not supposed to embarrass people, so there's the, it's your avla. In other words, it sounds like that from here, but it sounds like that there's, it's almost like, except for Tysus, is like there's two different svaras of hezek ria. The man damar hezek ria shmo hezek. Pashtus is not that I'm embarrassing you because I can't. You're not gonna use it. So the shmo hezek is because I'm depriving you of the usage.
Why are you assuming that's pashtus?
Because the Rashi in the Mount Amar of Loshma Hezek says that by Avo Bechatzer Haluka to be Tarvayu Kaviyat Tash Mishna Ko Echo Helko, but O Avide they meet it in Sinna. So I don't know. Is that the machloikis between the two Deshinas? You know, I don't know. I you know, I guess you could say whatever you want, but I thought that I didn't think that was mistah. That was a point of machlekes and mitzias. Whether when you have two people chutzner next to each other, do people use it or don't use it? So if Rashi says in the Mandamar of Hezek Ria Lashma Hezek that when you have two chutzners next to each other, the minig is you don't use it for mina d'tzina. So I assume that that's also true in the Mount Amar of Shmei Hezek. That, you know, because I didn't think, and I still don't think really, that there is, you know, there's that the Machlokes revolves. You know, there's Parshat Shat, the Machlokes Shmei Hezek and Lashmei Hezek is a lumdish Machlokes, is what we assume. It's not a Machlokes and Mitzias, what people do. So if Rashi says that the Mitzias in the Mount Amar of Lashmei Hezek is that people just don't use the field for needed and sinner. So Parshat Shat, the Mount Amar Shmei Hezek also agrees to that. You don't have to argue in the Mitzvah.
We see in the Gemara earlier, right? In the case of bias, right? So what's the Hezek there? Obviously using your bias, not using your bias. The only thing there is you're causing embarrassment. So we see that that's also.
In other words, we see it's really three times. You know, right, and you also saw that in Tysus, you point out. In other words, that the in the Mount Amar, but this seemingly is a different hezek. In other words, a snapshot that in these situations, the Mount Amar hezek Ria Lav Shmei Hezek is made that Shmei Hezek. It shot is that this is really completely different than hezek Ria. Hezek Ria by the issue of hezek Ria by the two chutzner, is not that I'm causing you embarrassment. Parshat Shat, assuming that everyone agrees with the Mitzias, assuming, you know, the Nes Yisrael Rock wants to say that that's good for the Machlaikas, but assuming the Machlaikas is not a Machlaikas and Mitzias, so everybody agrees by the two chutzners, you don't use Davar Tzina. The Madamar says, Hezek Riyashmo Hezek is saying that the reason why you have to build a wall is because of you, I can't use my field for what I want to use it. So the hezek ria is that you're stopping me from using the field from what I want to do. And the machlokes is, if my presence stops you from using the field for divrei tzina, is that called the hezek that I have to pay for to stop doing that hezek? But it seems that there's a whole different svara. Is when the Maisa, you do use your field for a Davar Tzina. And here we have, you know, the Chaim Kohen is right, there are three examples, either by the roof, because you don't expect me to be on the roof, or by the bias, which I just can't help myself. I have to use it for Davar Tzina, the Rashi said, right? Where's the Rashi?
What else are you going to use?
Rashi said, "Shadam oisav beisav divrei tzina." You know, I can't help it. You know, so, and Tysus is shot is not for shiny because I got used to doing divrei tzina. So then there's a, then the Madamar Hezek real Ashma Hezek is by that, because it's really a different din. It's not that because I'm stopping you from using your field. It's that I'm causing you embarrassment. And you're not allowed to cause someone embarrassment. I'm embarrassing you. I'm catching you in an embarrassing, I'm watching you and seeing you in an embarrassing situation. And when you realize that, I think you become embarrassed. And so you're causing me embarrassment. And that's a full chiyuv on you to stop. You're not allowed to embarrass someone.
Rashi says that embarrassment.
Yeah, that's what. What else is Pshat and Rashi? Rashi, we're saying here by the roof and the house. Why is the roof and the house different than two fields? So Rashi says by two fields you won't do anything of sanua there. So therefore, there's no problem of hesekria. According to Mount Number, Hezekiah Lashma Hezek. But by the house and the roof, since the owner of the house, of the field and the roof, the owner of the field assumes that you're probably not going to be up on your roof, because you don't go up onto your roof that often. It's only a fluky thing that a guy goes up top of his roof. And therefore, he will do something bitsin and his chatzer, because he's ready to take the gamble. And now, when he's doing something at Sina, so you're going to embarrass him. I mean, it is a little funny. Like, he's taking the gamble, and I have to pay because I'm embarrassing him. You know, it's like, no, I would have said, boom, okay.
Maybe he doesn't. Maybe Taki doesn't. Because of that, he won't take the gamble.
No, Rashi, then it's the exact same thing as two chutzers.
But over here, we're expecting... He's expecting to be able to use those things. That's the difference.
By the chotzer, you don't do mire detzina. By the house with the chotzer with the roof, you do mire detzina.
Right, you can't do it because you're expecting to do it. Not that you got
it. It sounds to me like you're saying you do.
Rashi on the base says, "Kadesh lo yira b'chutz l'chaver k'shu mishtamish begagoy." Why doesn't Rashi say?
Right, that's what we're saying.
No, why doesn't Rashi say "Kadesh lo yira b'chutz l'chaver k'shu ha'chutzah guy doesn't sound like Shmuel a little bit?
No.
Why?
Usually he's not on his gag.
Right.
But once in a while he's going to be on his gag. And since the chutzah guy is not being careful,
right?
So the chutzah guy is doing his darish abitzina,
right?
So on that, once in a while that you're going to be on your gag, you're going to see him doing a darish abitzina.
Right. So Rashi should say, because the chutzah guy is
saying, he's saying one of the two hats. He also needs the fact that usually you're not up on your roof. But when you're up on your roof, you're going to see him doing the inappropriate thing.
Rashi could have written either way, right?
Okay, but he wrote it this way.
Doesn't
it sound wrong? Maybe all the times that they're in sinner now. He assumes that you're not using up on the roof, so therefore he uses his chatzer for Divrei Tzinah. So now the problem is, but sometimes I do go on the roof. So when sometimes you do go on the roof, you're doing an avla, that you're seeing the person doing the davar tzina.
But why did Rashi pick this way over the other way? Doesn't it sound
maybe,
like...
Maybe because Rashi holds that the guy is always going to be doing davar tzina.
Oh, which guy? The roof guy or the chutzah?
No, the chutzah guy. Right. Once the chutzah guy assumes that you're not there, so he'll do lots of times davar tzina. And as he assumes you're not there. So the problem is, but once in a while, you'll be on the roof. And then you'll see his davar tzina. But it's a very interesting thing. It's like, I would have said, it's my fault. You know, they're blaming me. You know, I would just imagine telling this to my kids. You know, it's your fault because he doesn't have to do davar tzina. He could be careful. He should be nervous. Bezdin are nervous. Bezdin are forcing me to build a wall because Bezdin are nervous. But he's not nervous. He's going ahead and he's doing his davar tzina. Like, buddy, like, wake up. Don't you know? You know that sometimes I do get up and stand on my roof. No, he's not nervous. So he decides to be callous and reckless and do his davar tzina in his chatzer, knowing that I might go on the roof. Therefore, I, the owner of the roof, have to go ahead all by myself and pay the whole full price of the chatz of the wall because I'm being ma'asik him.
The Baal chatz is allowed to take certain risks, right?
What?
The Baal chatz is allowed to take certain risks.
So if he's taking a risk, so he decided to take a risk. So then why is it my problem? So you want to take a risk, so take a risk.
He's allowed to do what he's doing. Not like he's doing something he shouldn't be, he's not allowed to do.
And he's always allowed to do, but it's not being question. Is he being reckless? Like if he wants to take the risk of getting embarrassed, why do I have to spell out money so he shouldn't be embarrassed? He
wants to not be embarrassed,
so let him show out the money. Let him build the wall. Let him, you know, he should build the wall. He should not go in the chatzer because he wants to be able to sunbathe in his yard.
Assumption of risk.
What?
Lahavdil, in American law, there's something called assumption of risk. Right. If you go into someone, if you do something in a reckless way, then if someone else harms you, you know, it's your, you took it on yourself.
Right. Right? So that's what it is. It's a certain, right. he took the gamble. You want to go ahead and take a gamble, but there's no wall yet. It's a theoretical. Before Chazal, before Takana, there's no wall. You went ahead and you decided to sunbathe. Hey, don't you know your neighbor might see? I'll take the gamble. Okay, so if you take the gamble, so you have to be ready to live with the consequence. No, the consequence is that he has to build a wall because then he's going to be over in Avera of being embarrassing me. You know. Okay, it's just very interesting. But what it does seem is that this Hezek Ria, in other words, it's not... When you read the Gemara superficially, superficially, so to speak, Mr. Shtibu Yid, superficially, the way you would say it is that in these three cases, even the Manamar of Hezek Ria Lashma Hezek is Maideh Shma Hezek. By a bias, he's Maideh Shma Hezek. By Nafal, he's Maideh Shma Hezek. And by the roof, he's Nafal Maideh Shma Hezek. And what we're pointing out that it's not that he's Maideh that Shma Hezek. It's a whole different gather. Hezek Ria Shma Hezek is because I'm stopping you from using your property. I don't hold to that at all. But here it's a different thing. I'm embarrassing you. You took the risk. Okay, but still I'm not allowed to embarrass you. So by the bias, I'm embarrassing you. By the roof, I'm embarrassing you. By the nafal, according to Tysus, because you're a shmigagi, right? You're a shmigagi. It's the same idea. You're the shmigagi by the nafal because you got into a bad habit. Because you got into a bad habit, I got to go ahead and build the wall. Right? Nafal is very similar to what over here. Here by the roof, you're a shmigagi because you're taking this crazy risk. So therefore, I have to build a wall because you're taking a risk, so I shouldn't embarrass you. By the nafal, you should go ahead and realize that I might be out here and you shouldn't come out and do your davar tzina. But because you got a habit and you're not thinking because you're just acting on rote, so you're going to go out and sunbathe when you shouldn't be sunbathing. And therefore, I have to build the wall. But it's l'chaira, it's a completely different svara than the svara of Hezek Ria. This is a svara of you're not allowed to embarrass someone. So what it would come out, it would seem to me, in the conclusion, is that there are three different dinim. There's Hezek of Ayin Hara, which is a real mazik, because you're being mazik the guy in Ayin Hara. There's Hezek of embarrassing the person, when for whatever reason, the other guy's doing a davar shavitzina, you're not allowed to look, because that's embarrassing him. And then there's a third thing of when I'm not embarrassing you and I'm not causing you any ayin hara, but the fact that I might be here will stop you from using your property. And that's where the machlekes of Hezek Ria Shma Hezek Rav Shma Hezek, which is a completely third area. Okay, I think we should stop. The Maisa, I don't know if we have to read the next Gemara, or the next Gemara is really just a repeat, no? The Gemara is just Lishnach Rina, and everything is just turned upside down. So I'm not sure if we have to read it inside. So maybe we should go to the Rabbi Meltzer's Rush. No, I think instead of reading over the whole Gemara again, I'll look at it, but